This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I'm going to fire up an inflation calculator as a way to set up this next story. The Department of Labor's got a good one based on the Consumer Price Index. And if you get that one going and put 2015 as the start year, $478 as the amount, in 2022 dollars, that $478 becomes $594.25. Now, on the face of it, that's not a whole lot of money. But imagine you're a teacher, not making a whole lot of money to begin with. And that $478 teachers were spending on classroom supplies back in 2015, that's the latest year we have data for, out of their own pockets, by the way, that becomes $594 and change this year. And that, I mean, well, come on, it stings a little bit, right? About 94% of public school teachers, federal data tells us, do in fact spend out of pocket for supplies they use on the job. So this year, with inflation being what it is, teachers are going to have to spend more or get less or ask for help. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education for us.
When New York City teacher Andy Young gets his preschoolers ready for nap time, he transforms his public school classroom into a kind of blue-green cave. He says the glow from the new colored lanterns helps his four-year-old students feel calm.
One of them likes to just stare at it during nap time, and I think it helps her go to sleep because she does go to sleep.
Young bought the lanterns himself, along with new picture books, folders, and a home for the class's pet spider called a cobweb castle.
I did have a spider that we caught outside in the playground in here. It made its home in here, laid a few egg sacs, and it escaped.
Young spent $200 on that and the other materials, preparing for the upcoming school year. His district does have a budget for supplies, but he would have to go through an approved vendor website.
Materials and supplies on the website is very limited. So if I wanted something like this cobweb castle, I would never be able to get it.
Young also says it can take months for things to arrive through the approved website. For example, he ordered mats for the kids to nap on in February that didn't show up until June. So he just buys stuff himself. Sometimes he's reimbursed, but sometimes not. Marguerite Rosa is director of the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown. She says districts could put more funding towards supplies, but often there's pressure to put it towards teachers' salaries.
When there is new money for the following year, there is a heavy push to put that into labor. We'll see collective bargaining say we should give that out for raises or hiring new staff, and the supply bill gets squeezed.
It may be squeezed even more this year with high inflation. Prices for things like notebooks, glue, and labels are up 11% from a year ago. Nationally, elementary school teachers use more of their own money on average than middle or high school teachers. Educators in schools with more low-income kids spend more, too. Over at Lakeshore Learning, a teaching supply store north of Baltimore, the business is experiencing one of its busiest weeks of the year. When shoppers enter the store, they're hit with an onslaught of primary colors and 20% off signs. They can buy everything from tiny wooden chairs to a small toy cash register, which is fittingly located next to the real one. Outside the store, I stopped Bria Hamm, a public school teacher in Baltimore, who showed off her purchases.
I bought a number chart for my kids. I teach second grade for my first starters, like fat pencils, fat crayons.
Hamm says her school district provides regular crayons and pencils, but the fat ones are easier for tiny hands to grip. She's spent $35 so far and is buying less than she might have in previous years.
Prices are higher. This is the first year I actually did a wish list as well to try to get outside help of materials that I need. Just basic materials like Kleenex tissues.
Hamm's wish list is online, and she says many of her friends and family members have bought things for her classroom. Other teachers use crowdfunding sites. Donors Choose is a nonprofit platform specifically designed for educators, and it's seen requests nearly double from this time a year ago. Despite the high prices, Hamm says buying things for her classroom is a good investment.
While we are there, it is our home. So if I have to spend money for it to be an inviting space for them to feel safe, to feel comfortable, and to want to learn, then that's just what I'm going to do because it's my space too.
Hamm says both she and her students spend lots of time in the classroom, and they're all more likely to be good at their jobs if they like the workspace. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.